Welcome to Bored Never Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Mr. Dennis Riley. Dennis, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate it. Question I have is your business firing on all cylinders? Now, what does that mean? Think of a car. You can easily tell when a car runs smoothly versus when it doesn't. It can be as simple as the type of gas you put in the car, how often you change the oil, how often do you keep up with the service. With a car, you have to follow a system with maintenance appointments and you have a gauge on when you need gas. Same as your business. If you set up and follow a system, your business has the ability to run much smoother and run on all cylinders. Next question I have is, what does it take to run a business? We all know that business owners need vision and a mindset to go with it. We also know that if a business owner doesn't take that action, nothing ever happens. Now, what's in between? Planning. And planning requires strategies. Yes, planning requires strategies. Now, considering what a business looks like without a strategy, let's go back to that car running smoothly. Suppose the car doesn't have a GPS or the driver has no idea where it's going. Or suppose that car didn't have gas. What happens when it runs out of gas? You are stuck and you're going nowhere. A business without strategies are much easier to find out than a business with strategies because they stall, they sputter, they don't run on all cylinders. Remember, planning requires strategies, and that's what I want to talk about today. One of my favorite all-time strategy is reverse engineering. Now you might ask, what is reverse engineering? I can sum it up in one sentence. Start at the end. That's right. To dig deeper, I want to break this into three different parts. These parts can be asked each in a question. Part one, what is your ultimate result? Part two is, where are you going now? Where are you now? Part three is, how are you going to get there? What I'd like to do, if you have a chance here, is grab a piece of paper, get a pencil, and turn it horizontally. On the left-hand side, you write, where are you now? On the right-hand side, you write, what is your ultimate result? When you look at this piece of paper, what do you see? You see, where are you now on the left, and you see, where is your ultimate result on the right? And what do you see in the middle? Nothing. It's a bunch of white space. What I want to show you is how to fill this piece of paper and make it the beginning of a roadmap. I want to take you through a goal of a client of mine and reverse engineer it. Her name is Anna. I asked Anna to start with the end in mind. I asked her, what is your ultimate result? Again, with the end in mind, start at the end. And while you're there, ask yourself, where are you going? How do you know when you get there? And who is going with you? You can't achieve your goal if you don't know what the goal is. So I asked Anna, what is your ultimate result? Now she replied, I want to be a keynote speaker. Okay, so I asked her to answer the questions, where are you going? She answers, being a keynote speaker. All right, how do you know when you get there? She answers, I am the person on the stage that people come to see. Okay, who is going with you? She replies, I have a staff with me to help me on all different levels. Then she says, that was pretty easy. No, I'm done with that first part, that was easy. Not so fast. The question says, what is your ultimate result? So I asked her, is your ultimate result just to have one stage? Dig deeper. What is it that you really want? What is your ultimate goal? What's your ultimate result? She pauses and then she answers forcefully. My ultimate result isn't walking on the stage. It's the crowd reaction when I walk off the stage. I said, okay, so I'm going to dig deeper. I ask her for more. Tell me more. She replies, I want a packed auditorium. I want to know the following. Did I make an impact on them? Can I help these audiences, people more? Do they want more about what I do in my services? And am I able to convert the impact of the speech into deeper relationships? If I can do all that, that is my ultimate result. See the difference. Her goal is the impact, not the one speech. Her ultimate result is repeating this action over and over and over again, with different keynote speeches, different locations, multiple levels of income, and helping many, many people. When I originally asked her the questions, they were like answering a standardized test. Question, answer, question, answer. But when I dug deeper, I got to the heart of the result. It's not about just saying the first thing that comes to your mind. It's about really thinking about it, really digging deep, finding out where the result you want to be, what are all the particulars of that result, and just really visualize it. Remember, it's about the journey. So let's go back to that second point. The next point is, where are you now? We already found out where we need to go. Notice how I said need. Not want or wish, need. We found out where we need to be. That's the ending of the point for this result. Now we're going to the beginning. Where are you now? Be specific. What does the current situation look like? Any specifics that you have now of where you are? Anything right now you need to move forward to get to the result? Back to my client's original goal. I asked her, where is she now? Currently, the picture looks like this. She has some products and packages for her clients. She has some speaking, but to small crowds. She has an admin person working with her, but only part-time. Right now, her limitations is her time. All her time is spent one-on-one with her clients or trying to find the next speaking gig. She feels right now she's working on more than one. She feels that working with more than one package that don't require all the one-on-one time with her clients, she can then help more people. She needs more time on her business because right now she feels like she's just spinning her wheels, not getting very far. That's where she is right now. Great. We now have an ending point. We now have a beginning point. We still don't know one question. And that's part three. How are you going to get there? How are you going to get where you are right now to where your end result is? Well, it's time to, yep, you guessed it, go back to the end. Notice what we're doing here. If it was literally, we'd start at the beginning, where we are now, we try to figure out where we need to go, and then there would be the end result. That doesn't help the situation. You need to keep track of where you need to go. So we started back at the end. Create the vision, then come back to the current. Then go back to the end to dig deeper and see the distance between the two points and keep doing that until the distance gets smaller and smaller. It's like a circular process. Consider this. At the end, let's go back to that end. We're at the end and the goal has been achieved. What had to happen to achieve that goal? So start the service and start digging. Keep asking yourself questions and gathering your answers. The result happened. Now what? The more you dig, the more you get to see just how these results occur. Now back to my client, Anna. She spoke in front of a very captive audience and a large audience. They came because she was the keynote speaker and wanted to hear more about what she had to say and the topic she was speaking about. How many people were there? How did the audience find out about the keynote event? How many people heard about this event? Where did they hear about this event? You get the point. Keep digging. Obviously, you don't know the exact numbers because it's in the future, but put numbers to it. Let's go back to that example. There were 150 people were in the audience. She was listed on the event's website. The event had an email list. The event had social media presence. The event was put in front of thousands of followers. Now, what does this all mean? Well, one key point that we listed above was that the audience came from an event that had an established audience. One thing you can ask yourself is, great, this event came from an established audience. So now come back to your reality today. What events can get me in front of an established audience? Now, anyone who's on this call knows that obviously the opportunities that Tanya emails and PSA, those are great things. Use those valuable resources for your advantage. What speakers have spoken in the past? And find out what their background is and see if they have the same journey that you had. You see where I'm going with this. You potentially found a one path from the end, but you're not done there. Because we want to find as many paths from the end as possible. So you got to dig further. Research, take some action, evaluate the climb, determine some milestones along the way so you can determine if you're getting closer to your goal. It's just like doing a puzzle. You see the picture on the box, and you have to find which pieces go together to get that vision where you see it. The same example can be just like this vision. Find another path. All right, let's go a little further. We said 150 people were at this event for Anna. She was a sensation. She resonated with the audience and they wanted more. After the event, there was such a buzz around her that she ends the talk with a call to action. This call to action was so poignant that 125 out of the 150 people signed up for her call to action. After the event, what happens? They all signed up for this. What happens is she ready to handle all those 125 internally? Does she have the capability of nurturing those leads to prospective clients? Does she have the bandwidth to handle this? Does she have the staff in place? Does she have a system in place, not only to technically do it, but internally do it? See how much information we can get just by another path. Reverse engineering is a wonderful tool to determine the puzzle pieces. Unfortunately, in this puzzle, sometimes extra pieces don't fit into the picture. So we want to make sure that we try everything. It's not easy, but what a feeling you have when you finish that puzzle and you have the vision in front of you. Remember, you are not only a speaker, you are a business owner. Businesses need systems and strategies to survive. And these strategies need to evolve as the business evolves. The same strategy you use to get your business off the ground is not the same strategy you're going to use to take your business into growth. And the more you use planning tools like reverse engineering, the more the strategies evolve. Having a business strategy is critical to getting you and your business aligned and running on all cylinders. Now, we've only scratched the surface on this. It can be overwhelming, but if done correctly, it could be game-changing. Question for you. How is your business strategies? Remember that piece of paper that we started with? Remember the left-hand side said, where are you now? The right-hand side says, what is your ultimate result? Think about that piece of paper. Now, if I told you to write something down in 5 seconds, I want you to write down your ultimate result. And in 5 seconds, I want you to write where you are now. When you look at that piece of paper and you look at it, what are you going to do? You're going to be overwhelmed. Okay? Why? Because you were in a state, you were in a current stage. You weren't at that result. You just wrote down the top of your mind. You really didn't think of it. You're not going to be able to solve a problem when you're like that. Are you going to be happy when you do something like that? No. And if you see nothing but blank in between the first question and the last question, how do you feel about it? You can't do it that way. When we talk about getting your ultimate result, you got to really think about it. You got to really think about that current view, where you are is not where you want to be. It's just like climbing a mountain. When you're at the base of the mountain, all you see is trees. All you see. Now, suppose we came in and took you from the base of the mountain and used a helicopter, and we brought you right up to the top. Now, how are you feeling? And what do you see now? You don't see the base of trees anymore. You see a totally new view, and it's probably a spectacular view. That's what you need to do when you want to find your ultimate result. Don't start thinking about it in the terms of you being at the base of the mountain. Think of it in terms of you being at the top of the mountain. Because once you have the view of the top of the mountain, you're going to find so much more that you need to do to get the result. And you're also going to be able to really vividly figure out that result. Because once you vividly see that result, then you'll be able to get more details as you start to create the path. So remember, don't think of it at the bottom. Move all the way to the top. Think positive about your ultimate result. Visualize it and also smile about it. Smile about achieving whatever that result is. And it could be something for your business of a long term. It could just even be a short term problem that you need solving. Think of the solution in the future and in a different state of mind of where you are now. That's what you want to do as much as possible. There are other things that we can talk about as well as reverse engineering. There's plenty of different planning tools out there to really get where you need the mindset going to get that vision and then start going towards that vision. Now, I also have a free 5-day video course that goes over reverse engineering and other planning tools. I call it Declutter Your Brain and in Your Desk in 5 days. There's a link to it on my website at goalstoresults.com, or you can just email me at dennis@goalstoresults.com. Also, I have a YouTube channel, Goals to Results. I have videos on this topic as well as several other topics and tips to help the business owner. As a business owner, sometimes we get so much in the weeds that we forget to lose sight of the goals ahead. And it can be very overwhelming at times. And what I'd like to do, I like to be that helicopter driver. I like to pick the person up, bring him or her to the top of the mountain, and now have different views on their business and also everything around them. That's what you want to be able to do so that you can make it happen for you. Alternately, if you'd like to talk to me about any specific issue or if you'd like to work with me, that's even better. You can email me and set up a time to talk. Maybe what I know and what you know are a match. My name is Dennis Rowley. My company is Goals to Results. It exists to champion others to reach their full business potential.